That's as far as I can go, but
Yeah,
I've seen plenty of it. And you know, that road through the Ozarks, I believe you said you'd been through there, had
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them, they kind of work around them, you know, and cut a road around them.
Yeah, what do they call that, a place through the mountains, a notch? Or
I don't know exactly what you do call that.
Yeah.
No, I don't know either, but some of them, they cut them down to where it's not quite so steep. They go around, you know, work around them a lot, around the side of them. Maybe you look off down there, you know, it'd be way down there 40 feet to the ground, down there to the bottom. And on this side, you'd have to, if you're looking up, you know, to see the top.
Yeah.
Because you'd be going around that mountain.
Was there a place in, say, over on the river over there where your boats would stop and freight would be unloaded?
Where's that? What you talking about?
On the Amit over there.
Amit?
Amit.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and around Port Benson off in there, yeah, they had a little boat come out in New Orleans. I looked like years ago, there's one they called the Alice, and they'd have those little old platforms built. Not too often, not too many, but they had some of them. That thing would put up there and unload stuff, or maybe load stuff. Some of them farmers, you know, would be shipping their potatoes, like sweet potatoes down in New Orleans, something like that, you know. Yeah, they do that. Yeah.
They load and unload.
We're talking about now a long time back. I don't think it's been anything like that for years. And we go back there, 60 years anyhow, when I seen that going on.
At the Amit.
Amit, and then there was one off of it, they called it By a Man Shack.
What?
I don't know, it just come into it or went off and it went.
Oh yeah, that linked Amit with the Mississippi.
Uh-huh. Yeah. By Man Shack. And they tell me this polluted now the fish can't hardly live in it. Out of Baton Rouge, that sewage goes. That's what they tell me. I've heard there's a lot of complaints about it, but they say nothing they can do about it. Some way or another, it's catching a lot of that sewage out.
Well, pretty soon they gotta do.
They're fixing to start something here. I don't understand it. Right down here.
Mm-hmm.
According to the paper. It's a waste for, I reckon coming from them fragile plants. 382 acres. The old governor's brother that same bought it, Edwards. And I don't know if they're working on it or not.
Edwards the coon ass.
Yeah, I don't care for it. Yeah, I don't care for him for nothing. And
seems to me he talks out of both sides.
He does. Mm-hmm. Gambler and everything else.
Huh?
He's a gambler.
Is he?
Sure, yeah. He goes up to Reno. Used to, I think he still do. He don't mind telling it either. He'd like to open one in New Orleans, one of these casinos, if he could. And if he'd get the legislature to go along with him, he will too.
He might.
Yeah. Yeah, this thing down here, it's going to be a... I don't like the idea of it very much. Nothing I can do about it. It's going to be a place where they're going to get rid of a lot of that, and they're going to recycle. They're going to put a recycle plant down there. That is to work some of it over, you know, and I guess solve something out of some of it. And they said they'd hire from 6 to 10 local people, paper stated. They said they had their office in Livingston now. That's last week I read in the paper.
Yeah.
And I'm not familiar, but then Morton said they were going to dig down there and deposit a lot of that stuff in that clay.
Yeah.
And they've been going around getting the depths of people's wells around here. They haven't been here, but they've been around several homes and asked them what depth their wells was. It sounds like it. I don't think it's going to help nobody.
Yeah.
I'd rather carry that thing somewhere else.
Yeah.